Title: Humanize Old School D&B Pad Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going to take a static, kind of ravey pad sound and make it feel like it belongs in old school jungle or drum and bass. You know the vibe, slightly unstable, a little dusty, pumping around the drums, like it came off a sampler or a warm record. And we're doing it the Live 12 way. We'll build one simple pad humanizer rack with macro controls, we'll perform and automate the movement, and then we'll resample it into audio so it's easy to chop, arrange, and layer like a classic sample. Before we touch anything, quick context. Set your project tempo to something in the D&B range, like 170 to 174 BPM. Then drop in a basic drum loop. Don't overthink it, just a kick and a snare on 2 and 4 is enough. The reason we do this first is simple. Pads don't sound in genre when they float perfectly on top. They sound right when they breathe around the drums. Now let's choose a pad source. Keep it simple. You've got two beginner-friendly options with stock tools. Option 1. Waveedable. Load Waveedable, pick any pad preset, Airy, Rave, whatever you've got, and if it feels thin, add a little unison. Like 2 to 4 voices, not a giant super saw situation. Option 2, and this is extra authentic for old school. Use a sampled chord. Drag a rave chord or a pad chord audio file into Simpler, put it in classic mode, turn loop on, and add tiny fades on the loop so it doesn't click. This sample stretched into texture approach is basically the DNA of classic jungle Atmos. Cool. Now we build the humanizer. On your pad track, add an auto effect rack. This rack is going to be your performance control panel. And inside the rack, we're going to stack stock devices in a specific order, because the order changes the feel. But first, coach tip, put an EQ 8 at the very start of the rack. Before anything else, do a gentle high pass so the pad stays disciplined in the low end before you resample. Try something like 120 to 200 HE depending on how thick the pad is. This one move saves you from printing hidden mud that later fights your bass and kick. After that EQ, drop your devices in this order. First, auto filter. Then chorus ensemble. Then shifter for subtle pitch drift. Then saturator for grime. Then hybrid reverb for space. Then a texture layer, either noise or vinyl distortion. Then auto pan for rhythmic gating. And finally, glue compressor for sidechain pump. The big idea is, tone shaping first, then width, then drift, then dirt, then space, then texture, then movement, then glue it to the drums. That's the recipe. Now we map our 8 macros. This is where the human part really happens, because the macro ranges determine whether it feels musical or chaotic. Click map in the rack, and let's go macro by macro. Macro 1 is tone, low pass. Map it to auto filter's frequency. Set the filter to a low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to give it character. For the macro range, aim around 300 HC on the low end up to about 6.5 KHC on the high end. This is your intro to breakdown opener. Dark to bright, classic. Macro 2 is filter drift. In auto filter, turn on the LFO. Set the LFO rate slow, think 0.05 to 0.2 HZ, like a gradual wobble, not a rhythmic wobble. Then map the LFO amount to macro 2, with a range from 0 up to about 25%. This gives you motion without turning it into EDM wobble filter territory. Macro 3 is width. Go to chorus ensemble and map the amount or wet whatever control you see clearly to macro 3. Keep the max moderate, something like 0 to 35%. The goal is wide enough to feel lush, not so wide it disappears in mono. And if there's a low cut option inside the chorus, use it so the lows stay centered. Macro 4 is warble. This is subtle pitch drift. In shifter, choose a mode that lets you do fine pitch offset, and map fine or detune again, whatever's available to macro 4. The range should be tiny. Think negative 8 cents to positive 8 cents, or similar. This is a huge beginner mistake point. If you make this range too wide, it sounds out of tune with your bass and the whole track feels wrong. Keep it on happy sampler, not broken cassette. Macro 5 is grime. Map saturator drive to macro 5, something like 0 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is one of those classic D&B cheats. You get density and presence without just turning the pad up. Macro 6 is space. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet to macro 6. Keep it in a usable zone, like 8% on the low end up to 35% on the high end. Choose a darker plate or room for that classic rave sheen, or a darker hall for deep atmos. Keep decay reasonable, somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds is a good starting ballpark. And remember, more space in the intro, less space in the drop. Macro 7 is dust. Choose your flavor here. If you use the noise device, map amount from 0 to 20% and pick a noise color that isn't harsh pinkish tends to sit better. If you prefer vinyl distortion, map something subtle like tracing model or drive. The goal is sampled artifact, not obvious noise layer. Macro 8 is pump or gate, and this is your it rolls with the drums control. You've got two approaches. For a clean pump, use glue compressor with sidechain enabled. Set the sidechain input to your kick or your drum bus. Typical starting point, fast-ish attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.2 seconds, ratio 4 to 1. Then map threshold to macro 8 so turning it up increases the amount of ducking. Or, for a more rhythmic, choppy jungle gate, use auto pan as tremolo. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's not panning, it's volume modulation. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Make the shape more square if you want it more gated. Then map amount to macro 8, maybe from 0 to 70%. If you're not sure which to choose, start with glue compressor sidechain. That breathing pad is basically instantly genre correct. Now extra coach note, macro mapping feel matters more than the devices. Do a quick performance test right now. Loop 8 bars, hit play, and move 2 or 3 macros with your mouse. Tone, space, and pump is a great trio. If one macro feels too sensitive, fix the range immediately. If you can't move it musically, you won't use it, and the ruck becomes cool but ignored. Next, let's automate like a producer, not like our robot. Go to Arrangement View and press it to show automation lanes. Here's a super standard DNB pad evolution you can copy. For a 16-bar intro, keep tone fairly low, like 20 to 30%. Push space higher, maybe 25 to 35%. Add a bit of dust, like 10 to 15%. And add a tiny bit of filter drift just enough that it doesn't feel static, like 5 to 10%. Then for an 8-bar build, slowly open the tone, add a little width, and start introducing pump. Don't slam it, just let it start nodding with the groove. For the drop, reduce space so the mix doesn't wash out. Reduce width slightly so it doesn't smear into the drums and bass. Increase pump so it tucks around the transients. And add just a touch of grime so it stays audible without getting louder. And another teacher tip here, don't automate all 8 macros everywhere. Pick 2 or 3 main macro moves per section. Too many moving parts at once can actually sound less intentional. Also, if you record automation by hand and you see a million tiny points, live can make slow moves sound jittery. After recording, simplify it. Delete extra points or smooth the curve so it feels deliberate. Now for the power move. Resampling. Create a new audio track and name it PAD Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Decide what you want to print. You can solo the pad for a clean pad print, or keep the drums playing and print the pad interacting with a groove. Both are useful. In fact, printing both is an amazing workflow. Now hit record and capture a few sections, 8 bars of intro movement, 8 bars of build, and 8 bars of a tighter drop-ready version. At this point, you've basically turned your pad into a performed sample. It's no longer a synth preset with automation. It's audio with a vibe. Next, chop and arrange it like jungle. Grab a good section and consolidate it with Control or CMDJ. Then slice it on bar lines for classic phrasing, or go every half bar if you want more old-school stutter energy. Add fade so nothing clicks. Easy variation moves, reverse a tiny chunk right before a snare hit for tension. Or do a negative space cut. Mute the pad for half a bar right before a drop or reload. Then bring it back. That one edit can feel louder than turning anything up. If you want to go one step deeper, do a two-pass resampling workflow. Pass 1. Print a clean movement version, mostly filter, width, and pump. Pass 2. Duplicate the track, push grime, dust, and space harder, and print a character version. Then layer the character version quietly underneath the clean one. You get all the vibe, but you still have mix control. This is one of those producer tricks that feels like cheating in a good way. And since this is Live 12, here's a fun upgrade. Macro variations. That little camera icon. Store snapshots like Atmos VHS. Drop support. And breakdown Y. Then switch variations and resample the result. It's like changing pad personalities without drawing 8 lanes of automation. Quick common mistakes to avoid before we wrap. Don't bring huge reverb into the drop. You'll wash out the drums and fight the bass. Print a drier drop resample. Don't overdo pitch warble. Keep it subtle, safe range. Don't let the pad be wide in the low end. High pass early, and consider a utility at the end to keep low centered if needed. And don't skip resampling. This is the part that gives you that found sample realism, plus it saves CPU. Now a fast 15-minute practice you can do right after this. Build the rack and map the macros. Then record 2 8-bar resamples. Version A. Intro Atmos. Bass around 30%. Tone low. Dust around 15. Pump light. Version B. Drop support. Bass 10 to 15. Tone more open. Pump strong. Grime up about 2 to 4 dB. Place A in the intro and B under the drop. And in the drop, mute B for 1 bar every 8 bars. That simple breathing variation is ridiculously common in DNB, and it works. Recap. You built a pad humanizer rack with stock devices, mapped 8 macros that actually feel performable, automated or performed movement, then resampled into audio so you can chop it like a classic artifact. That's how you get a pad that feels human, slightly unstable, and properly old school. If you tell me what you're using as the pad source wave eatable preset name, or a sampled rave chord in simpler, I can suggest tighter macro ranges that fit your exact sound, so you can go harder without it ever getting out of key or out of control.